Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 10 known as Other Ways of Acquiring Shares. You have seen so many things about investment management part 1 so far, starting from what is investment, how investment, etc. things. We also saw something about public issues in the last chapter. In this chapter, we will be seeing how individuals or companies or organizations can acquire those shares. Say for example, you are a person and you want to buy those shares. So in this chapter you will learn how do you acquire shares or how do you receive those shares in the company or in your organization or for matter of fact for yourself. So this chapter is going to focus on how do you acquire or receive the shares. Shares can be acquired in two ways and many more ways. We have got bonus issues, we have got rights issues, also we have got preferential offers, also known as preferential allotment. So we have got and many more different ways we have got through which as a company or as an individual when I want to acquire or receive shares, these are few tools available. In this chapter, we will focus upon bonus issues, rights issues and preferential offers or preferential allotments and some other ways through which company or individual can raise funds or company or individual can invest in this kind of schemes. So this chapter is usually revolving around helping us to understand if we want to receive shares or if company wants more funds, what are different tools available to the company for raising such kind of things. Let us go ahead now and see how with the help of bonus issues, the individuals can invest and companies can gain more mileage with regards to availing more amount of funds. The first way of acquiring or receiving shares is known as bonus issues. Yes, now I'm going to ask you some question. Can someone tell me that what do we mean by bonus issues? Yes, I want to know this answer from, yes, Akshay, can you tell me what do we mean by bonus issues? Or for matter of fact, we have got Rajdeep. Rajdeep, can you tell me what do you mean by bonus issues? Or Anupam? Okay. Anupam tells me that bonus issues is something which the company gives us in addition or in additional kind of shares over and above our over and above what? Okay, over and above our investment made in the company. Okay, very good, Akshay. Anybody else? Okay. Now, if someone asks me personally, sir, how do you explain the concept of bonus issues? Now, friends, what is bonus issues? You know, instead of company giving you dividends. Instead of company giving you dividends, company give you bonus shares in form of making sure that whatever shares you owned, the number of shares are going to increase. The mechanism in which number of shares are increased, thereby making sure that they do not give you dividends, is known as bonus issues. Now, bonus issues are given in many or different various occasions in business cycle of the company. One of the ways or what one understands with bonus issues is more with regards to that when issues are given or when bonus issues are done with the help of making you understand how bonus is going to be function and how individuals receive some more shares or additional shares is called as bonus issues. Now, you can see on the screen, we have got profitable companies capitalize their accumulated reserves by issue of bonus shares to its existing shareholders. So what does basically, companies do. Companies capitalize their reserves. Now, reserves are what? Reserves. Anyone can tell me what do you mean by what reserves? Oh, wow, Mansi, you said the correct answer. Reserves means backup. Super. Mansi, I was looking for that keyword, backup. Now, reserves which acts as backup are capitalized. In reserves, whenever we write down some value, is it a book entry or we actually transfer money? Correct. It is just a book entry. Very good. So what does company do? Company capitalize the reserves, which means that company reduces the reserves, which is on the liability side, and then company increases the share capital by offering the shareholder bonus issues. Very good. Superb. I hope everyone has got so far. So what is company doing? Company is reducing the reserves. And on the other side, what does company do? Company increases the share capital. When company increases the share capital, the share has to be given to someone. So these shares are given to the shareholders in form of bonus issues. So here, profitable companies capitalize their accumulated reserves by issue of bonus shares to its existing shareholders. So to existing shareholders, instead of giving them dividend, they give what? They give to them something which is known as bonus issues. Now, shares are issued in certain proportion to existing shares. So whatever shares you are owning, in proportion to that, you will get new shares. It is said that, like, it is given a ratio 3:5. Means what? For every old 3 shares, you are given 5 new shares. If I say, for example, 2:5. So for every 2 shares, you will get now new companies 5 shares. That is what basically is meant as giving you bonus issue. It can be 5:2, 2:5, 3:6, 6:3, any kind of thing. But here the objective and the purpose to explain you is that for every old issue, you will get some new issue of shares. For every old concept, you will get some new issue. So as per your old holdings, you will get the shares. Say for example, you are holding 600 shares earlier and company now tells you for every 1 share, you will get 2 shares now new. So instead of 600 shares, you will get how much? You will get 1200 shares. Because for every 1 share, they are going to give you 2 shares. So it doubles. What does it happen? Your number of shares doubles. Because they have said for every old one, you will get new 2 shares. So that is how the shares are issued to the shareholders in proportion to their existing shares. That is why it is called as bonus issues. Usually, rates of dividends are maintained at the same levels. So investors' returns increases. So remember, the rates are retained at the same level. Same level means what? It does not have any impact on the number of shares in the market. It does not have any impact on the price. Not number of shares in the market, but it does not have impact on the price. Since it does not have impact on the price remains steady only. Because here shares are not issued. Shares are capitalized out of the reserves. I hope everyone is clear so far with the bonus issues. Is it clear with everyone? Great. Super. Now, next we have what? Reserves capitalized through bonus issues are plowed back into the business for its growth. So money which the company has earned, the money which the company has earned out of doing the business operations, this money will be plowed back in the business and the reserves would be used for issuing the very good bonus issues or bonus shares. So money is plowed back and bonus shares are given. In both the scenarios, what is happening? The company is at benefit. Because money are plowed back and just reserves goes down with the help of which the shareholders are happy and company is also happy. It is two-way benefit that the company shares also increases and what also happens? What also happens that company gets the funds also. So without money going out, both the transactions or both the benefits are available to the company. Bonus shares increases number of shares. Yes, of course. Why does bonus shares increases number of shares? Because when new shares are issued, the number of shares are going to absolutely right because bonus shares is also issued a kind of number new shares only. Thus, the market prices remain at reasonable levels. So, it will have not very huge impact on the market as the number of shares which are issued also, it will not be impacted in the market. Yes, as per the books, like when we talk about EPS, earnings per share ratio, it will have a huge impact or it will have a reasonable impact because earlier there were 10,000 shares and now because of bonus issues, it has become 12,000 shares. So, as per 10,000 shares, the EPS was 5 rupees. But now, as per 12,000 shares, the EPS would be, example, 4 rupees. So, that is how it will have an impact on the, market price. Not only market price, but it will have a reasonable effect on the price of the shares. Investor receives tax benefits while calculating capital gains on sale of bonus shares. So, whenever the company is going to give you bonus shares and whenever these bonus shares are basically given in the market, they also get what? They get the benefit of capital gains, which means that whenever you have got these bonus shares and whenever you sell those bonus shares, you will have the capital gains concept also applicable. Like we have got in short term in India, we have got capital gain tax, and in long term, we have got no capital gain tax. That is how it will be applicable to the bonus shares also. Now, there is a next kind of method or mechanism to acquire shares. It is known as preferential allotment. So, I'll just quickly recap whatever we have seen in bonus issues. The first way was known as bonus issues. What is bonus issues? As I told you earlier, that whenever company has got more amount of reserves and they want to plow back money also, the company has not given dividends to the shareholders also. So, they adopt this mechanism in which the company basically gets the profit back in the business and they also do what? Also, on the other side, they basically issue the shares. Thereby making sure money coming in the business, shares going out to the shareholders in form of new issues, and the number of shares also increasing. The number of shares increasing by reducing the reserves. This whole mechanism, this whole practice is known as what? Bonus issues. So bonus issues is nothing but giving an additional benefit, thereby capitalizing the reserves and redistributing the profits to the shareholders. Also, bonus issues, remember that investors get tax benefit if it is with regards to the long-term or short-term capital gain tax as per the applicable laws in India. After seeing the mechanism of acquiring shares in form of bonus issues, let us now go and see the benefit, I mean new mechanism of acquiring shares, which is known as preferential allotment. Preferential allotment is a different concept. Now, what do I mean by preferential allotment? Say, for example, my company's name was Raymond's India Limited, which is an Indian company, Raymond's India Limited. Now, Raymond's India has got a subsidiary company known as Raymond's Shirtings and Suitings. Raymond's India Limited has got a subsidiary company known as Raymond's Shirtings and Suitings. Now, this subsidiary company is going to start new. So, I as a company would offer you shares of the Raymond's Shirtings and Suitings. It is known as preferential allotment, which means that since you are shareholder of my company, that is Raymond's, the earlier company, Raymond's India Limited, so I am offering you as shareholder of my company to be a part of my subsidiary company. So when I give you shares of my subsidiary company, it is known as preferential allotment. Very good. So when a company offers shares in its subsidiary or associate company to its existing shareholders, it is termed as what? Preferential allotment. I hope everyone is clear with this part. Very good. Now next is, these shares are offered at attractive prices. These shares of the subsidiary company will be offered at attractive prices only. Then only shareholders would be interested. Then only you as a shareholder would be interested and inclined towards buying shares of subsidiary or associate company. Because if I'm going to offer you at the market price, which is existing in the stock market, or at what rate I'm going to do IPO of that company, then you will not be interested. So you would be inclined if I give you at some subsidiary price. Investor is assured a firm allotment in proportion to shares held. So as you as an investor is promised to for what? You as an investor is promised about some amount of shares in proportion to your allotment. So whatever allotment has been done, say for example, for every 10 shares you will get new companies 3 shares, or every 10 shares you will get new companies 15 shares. So this allotment is fixed, but it is not compulsory that you have to buy. It is up to you. If you do not want to buy, the company may sell it into the market, or the company may give the benefit of those shares to somebody else, but it is not compulsory. So the allotment in proportion to the shares held is assured. There is no compulsion. As I told you earlier, there is no compulsion to subscribe to these shares. There is no compulsion that yes, you have to compulsory subscribe to these shares. This is why, which is a benefit available in form of preferential allotment. I hope everyone is clear with preferential allotment. Understood? Very good. So preferential allotment, if I have to sum up, it is with regards to what? It is with regards to making sure that the company gives a preference to you. Since you are already shareholder of that own company, now company starting up a subsidiary or an associate company, and company wants you to be part of that also. So company gives you a preferential benefit, and this concept is known as preferential allotment. Now moving on to the next way, mechanism to receive or acquire shares of the company is known as what? Rights offer. Now what do you mean by rights offer? Oh wow, superb. You have recollected from the times when we have, or you would have learned something known as financial management part one. Yes, very good. Sakshi, what you have rightly corrected, said, correctly told me that rights offer is nothing but preemptive rights. Very good, Sakshi. Preemptive rights means what? Pre-existing rights. Since you are shareholder of the existing company, it is the duty of the company, it is your right that whenever companies goes for new issue, that is basically FPO, follow-on public offering or follow-up public offering, that company goes whenever for issuing shares in the market, they would first give you the chance, and if you deny, say no thank you, then the chance would be given to the new people in the market. That is concept known as rights offer. A rights offer is when existing shareholders are offered as a right. You are which shareholder? Your existing shareholders. Friends, remember, You are what? You are existing shareholders, and you are offered as a right shares of a company at a price lower than its market price. Yes, obviously, Mahesh, what you are asking me, it has to be very true, lower than the market price. Because if in the share market, the company's rates, let me give an example. There is a company known as Centurion Textiles. Now, Centurion Textiles, in the share market, the price of that particular company's shares are quoted at 55. Now, I come up to you and tell to you, since you are owner of the company, now I am going for more issues. So, I tell you that, will you buy the shares at 55? You will say, no, thank you, I will buy it from the market. Well, might it also be possible that you will say that, I am not interested now, and it does not give me a very exciting offer to invest in your company. Because if you are offering me at 55, sorry, I am not interested. But if the same company shares are offered at bit lower price, say for example 50, then also you will say that I am thank you, because I am not interested for 5 rupees gap to invest and do all this blockings of money and etc. things. But if it is offered at 40 or 45, where you make a difference of 15 or 20 rupees, then it would definitely excite you. Why does it excite you? Because you get a margin of 14 or 10 to 15 rupees spread you are getting. Also, for number of shares you multiply, and you will get in the market whenever you are allotted the shares, these shares can be sold in the stock market at a reasonable price. So, rights offer is when existing shareholders are offered as a right shares of a company at a price lower than the market price. Remember, this is the key word, lower than the market price. Very good. Such offer is made when a company needs additional capital for expansion, diversification, modernization, or to finance its working capital. So, such kind of benefit would be given when company is looking for modernization, they require money for modernization, company is requiring money for, say for example, working capital finance, companies require money for diversification of the projects. At that time, they are in need of funds. And when they are in need of funds, they will go ahead and issue shares to you by making sure that they can get good amount of funds. Now, instead of going into the market and spending a lot of rupees doing the public issue by going into the market for book building process, doing advertisement in the newspaper, giving advertisement in the newspaper, then going and putting up a lot of big hoardings and boardings, lot of flyers, hand flyers, booking the underwriters, brokers, agents, so many expenses they would incur. So, instead of that thing, the best option is just sending a letter to the existing shareholders that we are coming up with a new offer wherein the company's share market price is at 55 and we are offering you to buy the shares at 40 rupees. If you are interested, please issue a check with the given form so that the new shares can be issued to you. When these new shares are issued to you, you will take these shares and sell the shares in the market, which will make sure you will get a margin or a profit or some more amount of spread or income. By buying right shares, investor can make quick gain on their sale. As I told you, that you will have a quick gain on their sale. Such offer is made when a company needs additional capital for expansion, diversification, modernization, or finance its working capital. Remember, friends, this particular money which you are going to gain, which you are going to make, out of this money which the company achieves or receives, is going to be used for what? Expansion, diversification, and most important part over here is for financing purpose also. The money which the company can get, they, instead of borrowing from the market, they can use these funds for investment related purposes. So this particular part is very, very useful for the company. Finally, investor is assured a firm allotment in proportion to the shares held. So how much shares you will get in new issue? If I am giving you 40 shares, you will tell me, sir, give me unlimited shares. No, I cannot give you unlimited shares. As per our existing shares, that much amount of shares only it will be offered to you by the company, your proportion. Say for example, in companies 1 lakh shares, your proportion is 5%. Now company is going for 20,000 shares new issue. Then company will rights issue. Then company will give you only 5% of this 20,000 also. For 1 lakh you are having 5%. So for 20,000 also you will have 5% only. This is how the rights issue or with the help of rights offer companies can acquire or individuals can acquire new shares from the market. Also remember, there is no compulsion to subscribe to these shares. It is always worthwhile to apply for more shares than one's entitlement, as there is possibility of being allotted more shares. So, I mean, there is, we say that you can get this much amount of shares. But remember, there is a possibility or chance that you can get more share also. So, you can subscribe to more shares. Whatever you get is more or beneficial. Rights issues enables investors to increase his investments in a company and earn more dividends. So rights issue also gives you option that you can earn more money. At the same time, you can get more dividends, more returns, more values, and more part of share in the business. So these were the parts of rights issue. I hope everyone has understood rights issue or rights offer. Let me quickly make you understand or recap of rights issues or rights offer. Rights issue is what? Since you are existing shareholders of the company, it is company duty, company's right, as per the pre-emptive rights or pre-existing rights. New shares will be offered to you first and then it will be offered to someone else in the market. Since it will be offered to you first, this concept in which this mechanism in which these shares are offered to you first is known as rights issue or rights offer. Now, rights issues or rights offers will give you maximum amount of price to earn, maximum amount of revenues that you can generate, and also it will have no compulsion to subscribe to these shares. Now, the next type of mechanism to acquire shares is known as what? Private placement. Now, what do you mean by private placement? It means that instead of doing a lot of expense with regards to IPO, that is going to the public and issuing shares to them, or doing a lot of documentation and issuing shares to the retail investors and exciting you with regards to preferential allotment, or for matter of fact, we have got rights issue. Company have got something known as private placement. That is, company will give these shares to one group of people only. Privately, they will go and sell these shares to them and will basically take the whole funds as per the requirement. So, companies sometimes place a large amount of shares or bulk of shares with another company, usually at a price higher than the market price. So, as per the market price, they'll sell a little bit at higher. Now, these people will buy the shares in bulk. And when the price of these shares will go above their price at what level they have bought, when they will sell, they will get huge and good margins. So that kind of concept is known as private placement. Also remember, we have got many others, many other ways also, like shares can be acquired through inheritance, gift or private transaction among known persons. So shares can be also bought or sold in the market in the way of inheritance, which is known as ancestral properties, like ancestral people can give you those shares in your name. It can be also given in form of gift or also under private transaction between two parties. So these are few ways through which acquire or receive these shares. Okay, great. Now, if I have to sum up the whole chapter of ways through which you can acquire shares, after the first couple of ways which you have seen in the last chapter with regards to public issue and book building issue and etc. things, in this chapter we saw some different kinds of ways through which you can acquire shares. One such way in the starting what we saw was with regards to what? Yes, can someone tell me? Can you recollect? Is anyone? Can you recollect? Absolutely correct. It was with the way of, okay, we will take random wise. Okay, it is what? First is saying preferential allotment. Very good. Then second, yes, can somebody else tell me the way in which you can acquire the shares? First was preferential allotment. Second, okay, rights offer or rights issues. Very good. Then next, in form of gift, inheritances. Very good. Then next is in form of private placement. Very good. Then what else you can think about? Very good. These are few ways through which if I want to invest in the company's shares, I can invest in company shares in this format. The most important way through which you can acquire the shares is by bonus issues. So these are few mechanisms with which you can acquire the shares of the company. Hope you had a good time understanding this chapter. I had a good time explaining you all well. So that's all from my side. Thank you.